USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID is here to stay. That comment comes from global health officials as coronavirus is mutating and the possibility of eradicating the virus seems less likely. The WHO's Health Emergencies Program Executive Director saying he thinks the virus isn't going anywhere and will evolve like influenza pandemic viruses. 1 week after Hurricane Ida battered New York and New Jersey, President Biden on Tuesday is visiting the two states to survey the damage. The devastating storm left at least 50 dead in the Northeast and caused historic flooding in the region. During the president's visit, hecklers started hurling insults at the commander-in-chief.
I've given my life for this country. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is reacting to the deadly murder of four people inside a Central Florida home over the Labor Day weekend. DeSantis saying it's an example of why police need to be supported.
This is an outrageous crime. This guy was totally off his rocker and needs to have the full weight of the law brought down.
Brian Riley, a former Marine who served in Afghanistan and Iraq, is accused of killing four and wounding an 11-year-old girl early Sunday morning. Riley was wounded twice in an exchange of gunfire with police before he surrendered. The first trial linked to the Varsity Blues college admission fraud scandal is set to begin this week in Boston. 46 of the 57 people charged in the massive cheating scandal have pleaded guilty, and one was pardoned by former President Trump. Jury selection begins tomorrow in a Boston federal court for two parents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Texas Attorney General is speaking out as some people continue to criticize his state regarding a new abortion law.
The Supreme Court has ruled the Texas heartbeat law, which prohibits abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, can go forward as it is litigated. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton over the weekend on Newsmax says there is nothing in the Constitution that takes away the state's rights to regulate abortion, so states should be able to make their own rules and regulations on the procedure.
Well, look, in 1972, the left was able to just create a new constitutional right, supposedly. They were very bold in doing that. There was no precedent, and we've been in sort of chaos ever since. Before that, the state had the ability to regulate this. There's nothing in the Constitution that gives the federal government or the Supreme Court right now the ability to take that away from the states. This should be a state decision. I don't know why that's controversial, but that's the way it was set up. That's the way it's been until 1972. And if Massachusetts wants to allow abortions, they can do it. If Texas wants to ban abortions, they should be able to do it.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Despite the bad reputation of synthetic plastics in comparison to natural plastics made from polymers, a new study shows that synthetic plastics actually reduce trash pollution because alternative materials would take up even more space on the planet and exploit more of the ecosystem to make renewable energy work. The study was conducted by the Competitive Enterprise Institute. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.